companies to watch.
All right, time now for Companies to Watch, where we take a look at potential market movers and trading ideas. And the spotlight today are on the results of SATS and CapitaLand Malls Trust. And to help break down these numbers, we are speaking of Rusmin Ang. He's an equity investor and co-founder of The Fifth Person. Well, let's dive into the CapitaLand Malls Trust results, right? I'm going to give you the headline figures. Of course, CMT in its portfolio has malls like IMM, Junction 8, Plaza Singapura. Headline numbers for CMT, second quarter ended June. Its net property income is up 2.8% to $120 million. Distributable income up 2.9% to $100 million. And DPU is up 2.2% at 2.81 cents. Rusmin, so these headline numbers look reasonably okay.
I think
are you impressed?
Yes, yeah. I'm pretty impressed with the results. I think they have done relatively well in the tough retail market conditions that we are actually experiencing. So in terms of DPU, you can still see that there's some growth there. So there's a very good pricing power for a list of properties that are owned by CapitaMall Trust.
That's right. CMT said despite the soft market conditions, it managed to deliver another set of stable results. So we had some strong income from Plaza Sing, Bedok Mall, Bugis Junction, Tampines Mall. But it did see a bit of not so good results from lower occupancy rental rates.
Yes, yeah. And also J-Cube has done, usually they've not been doing very well. I think mainly because that is also a small part of their portfolio. So they're trying to work around it. They're trying to reposition the mall. And I think they have a hard time repositioning that mall. Because in Jurong itself, you have a lot of malls, shopping malls over there. And then with HSR now being postponed. High speed railway. We won't know what is the impact of future result of there. Yeah, but overall, in terms of the portfolio, generally they've done relatively well.
Okay, another hit came from Sembawang Shopping Centre, which was divested last month.
Yeah.
So that affected its Q2 results. One of the areas that is trying to get into CMT is e-commerce and omni-channel retailing. So last year, it signed a deal with Alibaba and Lazada. Are you seeing this translate into its latest Q2 results?
Yeah, not immediate, because this deal is more between the sponsor CapitaLand and Alibaba. Okay, so both of them have their own expertise. CapitaLand is more stronger in the offline retail market, whereas Alibaba is stronger in the online commerce market. So both of them can actually work together to create a better shopping experience for the customers. But I think the deal will not directly impact the financial results of CMT, but it's more like a long-term strategies to benefit the tenants in the mall. Okay, so when they work with Alibaba, they will try to get tenants to put their products on Alibaba platform, and the buyers of Alibaba will start to buy their stuff online, and then they can collect down at the shop. So that will actually improve the traffic footfall for CapitaMall Trust. Okay, so it's pretty much like a win-win for both parties. So I think it's really good ventures.
Okay. Yeah. Rusmin Ang, equity investor and co-founder of The Fifth Person with us. Rusmin, so let's zoom in on the CMT numbers, portfolio occupancy, right? Latest numbers for Q2 are at 98%. So this is above the average market occupancy of 92.5%.
Yes.
If I look back at last year, it was at 99.2, a bit higher. I'm just nitpicking, but is this something to worry about? Is this
I don't think it's something that we should be worrying, because I think they have tenants in and out, you know, every year. So I think usually for occupancies for CMT fluctuate between 95% to 99%. You won't get a perfect 100% occupancy, because there will be some tenants, there will be some turnover. They don't do well, they will have to get out, and then the next one are going to come in. Yeah, so it's not something that I'll be worrying about, actually, because a lot of malls that they own are located in the prime locations, and the management have been doing an active AEI. That's why they have still command a very strong pricing power. That's why today in this recent result, we still can see that there's some positive rental reversions from their malls.
Okay, AEI, of course, is an asset enhancement initiative, which includes renovation and decor rearrangements. Yeah. Okay, so one of the things a lot of shareholders are looking out for is Funan Mall. Of course, this was closed for redevelopment in 2016. And last we heard, it's scheduled to open 2019. What is going to be the impact once it comes back online?
I think Funan, if you look at the past, it used to contribute about 5% of their total net property income in 2015. So if you look at the current redevelopment plan that they have, they're actually going to double the net lettable area, which is coming from 300,000 square feet to 600,000 square feet. Okay, so if, let's say, assuming everything goes according to the plan, we can actually expect at least a 5% improvement in 2020 once the properties completed in the second half of 2019.
5% improvement.
That would be a big jump in 2020. Okay, so that is something I think a lot of shareholders, including myself, okay, are actually looking forward to 2020.
Okay, well, what is the wider outlook for CMT? Because you have this current retail environment as well as rising interest rates to be worried about.
Yeah, I think the interest rate is something that investors are really usually very worried if they invest in REITs. But for CapitaMall Trust, if you look at their financials, actually they have a very low gearing level, which is about 31.5% based on the latest result after they have sold all the Sembawang shopping mall. So they have paid down some of the debt over there. And they have interest coverage of 5.7 times, which is very, very strong. And they have a debt maturities, majority of them are actually fixed and about maturity in 5.2 years. So I think this is very, very long. And in terms of financials, they're very, very safe. So interest rate is something that I would not be worrying that much because a lot of their debts are actually taken care of. Okay, but for the current retail environment, I think I'm not sure when this thing's going to get better because nobody got an answer. And government is also working very closely on how to improve the Orchard Road area. But if you look at the locations, again, the location of the malls that they own, like Plaza Singapura, Raffles City, all these are prime locations and they are not very reliant on tourist spending and all that. It pretty much are domestic driven. Okay, so this will continue, should continue to do well for our CMT portfolio. It's pretty much like old man stocks.
Right? Let's talk about the valuations. Okay, is this something attractive to you right now? Because I'm looking at dividends, it looks like a yield of over 5%.
Oh yeah, I think it's pretty attractive for me at 5.3%. So it's better, much better than putting the money in the bank. It's getting less than 1%.
Okay, looks like a positive outlook on CapitaMall's Trust from Rusmin. Let's move on to the other results we are tracking today, and that is SATS. Of course, SATS first quarter results ended June. Net profit is up 11.5% to just under $64 million. Revenue was up 3% at $440 million. And some of the key points was continued growth in the aviation sector. We also saw revenue growth in Japan and the cruise terminal in Singapore. And some mentions of improved productivity. Rusmin, you were at the AGM yesterday.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think shareholders are very happy with the result they delivered over the past 4 years to 5 years, ever since the new management took over. I think they have focused a lot on the productivity. Okay, they know that the industries are getting a tough time. You have low-cost carrier coming in. You have airline companies competing with each other, and they have a very price-sensitive customer. So all this actually translates a lot of pressures in terms of the airline industry. Okay, so what SATS, the management has done pretty well is actually improving the productivity of the company. So what they've done, they actually invest in technology, automations. They even have Google Glass where they can actually see some of their workers to how to arrange and load stuff here and there.
So SATS, of course, does some cargo handling, luggage handling, as well as some catering. You were at the AGM. What were some of the ideas they brought up that might improve productivity?
I think what they are actually looking into is more on the... They also talk about the smartwatch that they have. I think they pretty much tracking where their staff is, and in the event where, let's say, there's a flight delay, you know, they can actually pretty much relocate the resource of the staff to do other things instead of waiting there, idling there. All right. So this is something that I think the management has worked very well. They also installed sensors in their central kitchens to actually help them to study how the staff cook, and then they try to automate from there.
Okay.
So they've done a lot of good productivity work.
Rusmin Ang, equity investor and co-founder of the Fifth Person with us. Rusmin, let's go into the long-term outlook for SATS. So I think that's going to be AI involved, robots involved.
Yes.
Are we going to be seeing more productivity with all these coming online for SATS?
I think they're even talking about now automating the drivers, some of the delivery trucks, and even the trolleys to the airline lounge. Now they actually have this automation. It's guided only by one staff. It used to be a few, and now they can only do it with one staff. So I think with this reduction in terms of numbers needed to actually carry out certain tasks, that will actually reduce the cost. And that's why the productivity will go up. And if you look at the past 4 years, 5 years, their margin has actually been improving despite the fact that the top line has been relatively flat, you know. So I think the management has taken care very well on that area.
Okay, sounds like a good picture that you're painting, Rusmin, but you don't actually think it's a good time to get in yet. Why is that?
Yeah, I think the yield is pretty low because I think the share price has gone up pretty much, a lot. And at this current yield is about 3.6% based on a closing share price of $5.12. Yeah. So, but well, the yield isn't very attractive for me.
3.5 versus what we just talked about, yeah. CMT, that was over 5%.
Yes, yeah. Of course, CMT is a leverage instrument, whereas for SETS, their balance sheet is very strong, they have no debt. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Rusmin. We've been speaking of Rusmin Ang on SETS as well as Capital Malls Trust. He's the equity investor and co-founder of The Fifth Person.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. Keeping stock on Money FM 89.3.